Yes.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Yes.
All the strength within me, bless His holy name.
My Lord.
The Lord is great, the Lord is wonderful, the Lord is magnificent.
Amen.
This is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're still in the day.
Amen.
Let's give God some praise up in here.
Hallelujah.
Best to be here, see one another, talk to one another. And God has been merciful unto us. The Lord is in His holy house. Let us all get out before Him.
Yeah.
I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Thou keep thy standards in thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. This time we ask somebody to lead us, give us a short song.
Some folks worship money, any luxury that it brings. Some folks live for glory, to hear their praises ring. But I live for Jesus, and for Him I cling. Jesus is my everything. Oh, He's my everything. Yes, He's my everything. Jesus is my everything. He's the light in the darkness. Keep me singing, although I cry. Jesus is my everything. Oh, He's my everything. Yes, He's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness. Keep me singing, although I cry. Jesus is my everything. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, He is everything. Yes, He is everything.
Amen. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we pray that we'll come into this midst of our home and help us to go out with this service and we lift you up, God. Take charge of us and everything that we do and say. Guide us by your spirit in the name of Jesus, and let this be all you have to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We get the affirmation of faith, and then someone lead us a scripture. And then a prayer.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that He is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scriptures have said. We believe in Jesus, that He is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, He rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare our place for us in this kingdom. He will come back, as He promised, to judge the world, the Christian church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life to all believers. Amen.
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 At that time, Jesus went on the seventh day through the corn, and His disciples were hungry and began to pluck the ears of the corn.
Amen.
And to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto Him, behold, our disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the seventh day. But He said unto them, have you not read what David did when he was an hunger, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread,
my Lord,
which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but Amen. Only for the priest.
Uh-huh.
Or have ye not read in the law how that on the seventh day, mm-hmm. the priests in the temple profane the seventh and are blameless? But I say unto you,
yes,
that in this place is one greater than the temple. Mm-hmm. But if ye had known what this meant, I would have mercy and not sacrifice ye.
Amen.
Ye would not have condemned guilty. For mm-hmm. the Son of Man is Lord, even of the seventh. I read Matthew 12 chapter, verses 1 through 8.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in the land of the living one more time.
Yes, yes, God.
Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord.
Glory be.
Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Bless this servant. Bless it in a special way, Lord. Bless the man's servant that is about to bring the word, Lord. Give him a word, Lord, that will heal, deliver, and make free. And Lord, bless us, Lord, that we be not only be hearers of the word, but we be doers of the word.
Doers,
and Lord, bless this nation, Lord. Heal the land, Lord.
Yes,
we want to say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Jesus.
And that was another song.
Jesus, what's his name? Jesus. Savior.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Savior. What's his name? Jesus. Holy.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Holy.
He is holy. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, holy. What's his name? Jesus.
Jesus.
What's his name? Jesus.
Glory be to God. Praise
the Lord. That's the name we call on.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Glory be to God. He is Jesus.
Hey God, we're going to go into our scripture and lesson today in the book of Revelation, 5th chapter, start at verse 1. Revelation 5th chapter 5. Begin at verse 1.
Amen.
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 Are we all there?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, it's the last book in your Bible.
Yeah.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seal thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open the and to read the book, neither to look down. One of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seal, seven seals thereof. And I behold, held, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it were, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Okay, repeat after me. Jesus can.
Jesus can.
And Jesus will.
And Jesus will. Yes, he will.
Jesus can and Jesus will.
Yes.
Jesus will.
We as people have a lot of things that come by our way. Then the scriptures tell us that in our lives we're going to have many trials.
Amen.
And great tribulations.
Yes. Hello.
So we are to look for those things to happen to us somewhere along the way. These things are going to come because the word is the word.
Amen.
And the word cannot, will not, and does not lie.
Amen.
Whatever is printed in the word, it has or it shall come to pass.
Amen.
So you can look at that and remember what the word said. Don't act as if this is some strange thing happened to you.
Yeah,
that's true.
Sometimes we wonder and say, why ain't nobody going through but me? You're not the Lone Ranger.
Amen.
In this situation. Because many people are going through what you're going through. Some are going through less, some are going through even worse.
That's Amen. True.
Hello. There's always something to be thankful for.
Tell it,
for the scriptures tell us to and everything.
Give
God thanks. Now, not necessarily saying tell you thank him for what you're going through, but thank him for taking you through it.
Amen.
We give God thanks in everything.
Yes.
He didn't say give God thanks for everything. Give God thanks in
everything.
So whatever you can, give God thanks.
Amen.
And if you can't do it, Jesus can.
Amen.
That's true.
And you've been invited to call on him. In these times of distress, these times of trouble, these times of sorrow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have been invited. Jesus said, come unto me.
Yes.
All ye that labor and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest.
Yes. Amen.
So he will, if you call on him, he will ease your burden.
Amen.
And allow you to be able to go through with it because they won't allow anything to come upon you that you're not able to handle.
Amen.
We got to keep that in mind that if I can't handle it, Jesus can.
Amen.
And guess what, y'all? Jesus told me when I can't handle it, cast it to him.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
I don't care a day later, longer.
Tell it. Amen.
Not one moment longer. Not one seven lies. Cast it all to him because
Amen.
He is there to handle it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be there
Amen.
On time.
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you call him, make sure you're willing to release whatever it is you got.
Yes, Amen. Yes, that's true. That's
whatever you have put your claim on.
Mm-hmm.
When we rubber stamp it, we don't want to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. It's our seal that is mine.
Amen.
Okay. And we personally claim a whole lot of things.
Tell it, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
And when we claim them, they stick with you.
Amen.
Right? Sure to say, my high blood pressure.
Tell it, Pastor.
My diabetes.
Tell it, Pastor.
My cancer.
Mm-hmm.
My. It is not yours.
Tell it, Pastor. Thank you.
If it was yours, then why don't you get rid of it?
All right, now.
Amen. Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
It is the enemy that came by to hang around.
Amen.
And if he came around to hang around because God allowed him to do that.
Amen.
Just like he allowed him to test Job.
Yeah.
Tell somebody it's just a test.
It's just a test.
Okay.
And you need to make sure that you're able and will pass that test.
Amen.
Job's there. Rich man. He had everything that he needed. In fact, the word said he was the richest of all the land. He lived in Ur. So, the devil decided to attack him.
Amen.
But God was shielding him.
Teach it, Pastor.
And God called his people to a meeting. And guess what?
The devil showed up too.
Yeah, the devil came too. He wasn't invited. But he just came anyway.
Yes.
You don't invite him into your life.
Amen.
He just gonna show up.
Amen.
And when he show up, he's going to show out.
Amen.
You take control of your mind, your soul, your spirit, and literally try to destroy you. And if you're not careful,
tell it, Pastor.
You will find yourself going along with what the devil is suggesting.
Amen.
Because he'll paint it up to make it look like it's right.
Amen.
To make it sound like it's right.
Tell it, Pastor.
To make it seem like this is where it's supposed to be.
Yes.
He'll lie to you and sprinkle it with a little bit of truth.
Amen.
And you get he'll sealed or hung on up or tagged up, snagged up on that little bit of truth that's in it.
Amen.
And not focused on the main thing that he's doing.
Mm-mm.
But when you find that you are in that situation,
Amen.
Get rid of it.
Tell it, that's Amen.
Okay. You can't stop him from feeding your mind.
Amen.
That's right.
Preacher, Pastor. He's going to feed it.
Okay. The outer mind is the devil's workshop.
Amen.
So he is inside of your mind, inside your head, working on you.
Amen.
Working in it. It's his workshop.
Yeah.
And guess what?
He don't
leave you unattended.
That's right.
It's a 24-hour job.
Yes, it's a job. Yes,
now, he may not stay there, but he got his angels or his there to take over to continue the pattern. The devil is a per individual that is a great deceiver.
Amen.
So he will make you think that you're doing the right thing.
Amen.
Yes,
he will make you think that this is the way it ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
He will take charge of your life.
Amen.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
And if you don't allow Jesus to come in,
mm-hmm.
he will take care of your life.
Amen.
But the devil will be there working on you, bringing these trials and these tribulations to pass.
Uh-huh.
And God allowed them to come in your life. Okay, just like he did with Job.
Amen.
When he came to meet him, just like he's in this service now.
Amen.
Anytime you got a conversation going on about Jesus, the devil is going to be around.
Tell it, Pastor.
Talk about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't going to be around so much in sinners.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Uh-huh. That's how way he got us deceived.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay. Lord, he is working with the saints.
Amen. Uh-huh. Amen.
He got the saints going around.
Amen.
Spreading this and spreading that.
Tell it, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Amen.
He got the saints going around, pulling one down, one another down.
Amen.
Instead of lifting them up.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
The devil got the saints judging.
Amen.
When the word clearly said, judge ye not.
Amen.
Unless you be judged.
Mm-hmm.
And the word also said, don't judge anything before the time.
First time. Amen. Mm-hmm.
And then they also tell us that we can't judge them one another. Okay? Because we're not clean enough.
Amen.
The woman with the that were caught in adultery.
Yes.
Okay. Those men brought her to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Condemning her.
Amen.
But Jesus said, let he that's among you without fault
mm-hmm.
cast the first stone.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And none of us are amen. Without fault.
Tell it. Amen.
So nobody can cast no stone.
Amen.
Nobody can judge them one another.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Jesus can.
Uh-huh. Amen.
And he will one day, but right now he doesn't even judge.
Amen.
What did he tell the woman?
Mm-hmm.
Had nobody condemn you?
Uh-huh.
And she said, no, man, Lord. And he said, neither do I.
Mm-hmm.
Go and sin no more.
Uh-huh. That's true. Okay?
So Jesus can, and mm-hmm. that when the time is right, he will judge.
Amen.
But right now, the time is not now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so don't waste your time wondering about this and wondering about that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Give that time to God.
Yes.
Give him some glory. Give him some honor. Give him some praise. Amen.
Thank you,
lift him up. And by you doing that, you'll keep yourself lifted up.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
So Jesus can. And Jesus
and he
will.
Amen.
Okay. He'll be there when you need him.
Amen.
Nobody else will. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Answer your call.
Amen.
If you just be still.
Yes, right.
Because if we're asking and then we take charge.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
We give it to him. And then we go try to fix it.
Mm-hmm. We'll take
Jesus
it back.
Is a way maker.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Allow him to be the way maker.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus will do it for you.
Amen.
If you allow him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't force his way on you.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't force his blessings on you.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there waiting for you to take them.
Amen.
Okay. But we miss out on them because they look for them in all other ways. Mm-hmm. Other than the way that he intended for it to come.
Amen.
So keep in mind, Jesus can
and
Jesus will.
And Jesus will, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there's a time in the Bible, throughout the Bible, where he showed up. One of the occasions was when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. Nobody could help him.
Amen.
Daniel couldn't help himself. But he was thrown in there believing in Jesus.
That's right.
And Jesus showed up.
Amen.
Locked the lion's mouth.
Yes.
Made them a bed and a pillow for Daniel to lay on.
Yes.
Okay. All night long.
Yes.
Amen.
He slept with hungry lions.
Yes.
Not just hungry, the lions hadn't been fed for a couple of days or so.
Uh-huh.
The lions were hungry.
Yeah.
Amen.
But it didn't bite or tear Daniel up.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus was there.
Amen.
Yes.
Called him.
Uh-huh.
Another occasion was when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown in the fiery furnace.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They knew that he was there. They knew that he was able to do what he said he would.
Yes, sir.
The king said, "Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, be careful about what you're about to say.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the music, I want to need you to fall down and worship my golden image.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
My God that I have built." And they said, "We're not careful, King, how we answer you. For the God that we serve is able to deliver us out of your hand and out of the fire of furnace."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the altar is going to be heated up 7 times hotter than it normally be.
Mm-hmm.
The furnace was so hot that the people that threw them in the fire got burned up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here where Jesus healed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in front of the people that were throwing them in.
Uh-huh.
So the fire coming out the furnace should have got them first.
That's right.
But the fire jumped over them.
Tell it, man.
And consumed the one that was throwing them in.
Uh-huh.
And then when the king went to check on them, he looked in there and he saw 4.
Yeah.
I don't know what he turned around and took his hand and said, 1, 2, 3. 4.
Uh-huh.
Now I should have stopped at 3.
That's right.
But so he looked again.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt he probably rubbed his eyes. You know how it is when you get there and see some things sometimes you open your
eyes. Yes, yes.
And you rub your eyes to get clearer vision.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so he probably rubbed his eyes and looked again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, "Didn't we throw in 3?
Uh-huh.
He said, "Oh, yeah, King, it was 3.
Uh-huh.
But he said, "I see a 4th one in there."
Yes, yes, God.
It looks like the Son of God.
Uh-huh. Thank you, God.
Jesus showed up.
Amen.
But Jesus will.
Yes, he will.
Be there when you need him.
Uh-huh.
You'll be there and help you through your trials.
Yes,
and your tribulation.
Yes.
David said in Psalms 34.
Yes.
Many are the righteous, are the affliction of the righteous.
Uh-huh. But he will deliver.
God
Yes,
Lord.
Somebody say, but God.
But God.
But God again.
But God.
Okay. We'll deliver them out of them all.
Yes.
Jesus can.
Glory to God.
And Jesus
will.
Yes. Whatever you're going through, you're going to be delivered one way or the other.
Amen.
May not be the way you're looking for it. May not be the way you want it to be.
Well,
but he will deliver, and that right early.
Yes. Amen.
He will deliver by and by. Man has messed up so bad on earth that we needed somebody to go out there.
Amen.
They were about to take the world and destroy them. Justice was ready to proclaim their victim. Justice proclaimed that it's time to make man pay.
Amen.
And nobody was able to do that for. But
Jesus
said, "By Father, prepare me a body, and yes, I go sir. Down
yes, to I will.
And Hello. Redeem man for you.
Yes.
I bring him back to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus can, and Jesus will.
Yes,
nobody else could, and nobody else did, but Jesus. And I heard him say in the book of Revelation, and I saw a strong angel proclaiming aloud with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and who is able to loose the seal of death. Needed to be able to be open the book. Jesus can.
Amen.
Jesus will.
Yes.
No man in heaven. There was nobody. They searched the heavens. They searched the earth. And nobody in heaven was able to open the book. Nobody on earth was able to open the book. Nobody that was on earth was able to open the book and needed to look down. So we couldn't open it. They couldn't even worry to be able to look at it.
Yeah. Tell it, Pastor.
Couldn't even be able to tell what the book was saying.
Because
they couldn't look on it.
Yeah.
They couldn't open it, and they couldn't look on it. Let no one read what's in the book.
Yes,
and
sir.
I wept very much because of the man was found worthy to open the book and to read the book. Near to look their own. And one of the elders said unto me, stop weeping.
Amen.
Don't cry. God's got it.
Amen. Yeah.
Don't cry. He's already made a way for you.
Amen.
Behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the ruler of David, has prevailed to open a book and to loose the seventh seal thereof. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I beheld and lo, the bit of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst thereof stood a man, a lamb, as it would have been slain. Having seven horns and seven eyes, who were the seven spirits of the God sent forth into the earth. And he came and took the book out of my right hand, out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And then when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 420 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them stopped. And those vessels, vowed, full of odor, and it, which are the prayers of the saints, the God, the prayer laid up for you. And when that right time is right, he's going to ask everyone that that's been gone unanswered. Because he said it would, and he will do it. Jesus can, and Jesus will. Hallelujah. And they sung a new song.
Amen.
Saying thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof. For there thy waste that was slain and redeemed us to the God by the blood out of every kingdom and tongue and people and nation. And has made us unto God, our God, kings and priests. Kings and priests.
Amen.
Kings and priests.
Amen.
And we shall reign on earth. So one of these days, when the time is right, Jesus will enable to bring us back.
Amen.
And sit on the throne and to help judge the world. God's will, that's our time. And not before then.
Amen.
But when by that time, we've all been gone through the transformation, we've all been made unmortal. And our bodies have been made incorruptible.
Yes.
We have to judge now.
Amen.
We won't be sin judging sin. We'll be the spirit judging their spirit.
Yes. Amen.
Preach it, Pastor.
And behold, I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing and every creature which is in the heaven and on earth and under the earth as such are in the sea and all that are in them heard and saying blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.
Yes,
and the four beasts said, amen. And 420 elders fell down and worshiped him.
Glory be to God.
Let's live it forever and ever. And he will.
Amen.
He's able to open up every situation in your life.
Yes.
He's able to fix every situation in your life.
Amen.
Jesus can. And he can cast all your cares. He's brought our burden and brought our sorrows and carried our grief. He's already done it.
Amen.
He did it way back there on Calvary when they hung him on the cross. Jesus came into this world to save sinners like you name.
Amen.
Can and Jesus will come back.
Yes,
he said he would. He will. Hallelujah. Do what is every will do. He will judge the righteous. He will judge them. He will do what he said he would do.
Amen.
He would take us back. He will. And it's already done it for us.
Yes.
I know.
We've been prepared for us.
Uh-huh.
The foundation of the world. Jesus has fixed it. God made the answer to the problem before the problem came.
Amen.
He will and he can.
Yeah.
He can and he will.
Yeah. Amen.
So whatever it is,
cast
it to Jesus.
Yes,
really?
And don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
God, Jesus can fix it.
Amen.
And he will fix it.
Amen.
Amen.
For you.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Jesus can and Jesus will.
Yes, sir.
I can do all things.
Amen.
Okay.
Good Christ.
Yes.
Provide my strength.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus can. Whatever it is, just know today that Jesus can.
Amen.
And Jesus will.
Yes.
So if you can cast it to Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes we shouldn't even bother with it in the first place.
Amen.
Because he told you to seek ye first.
Kingdom.
The kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
And his righteousness. And all other things will be added unto you.
Amen.
So know that this is the problem with Jesus.
Amen.
I can't, but he can.
Amen.
And he will do it for me.
Yes, he
but
will.
If only if I ask him.
Yes.
And we have not.
Because
we have.
Amen.
And then some of them do ask.
Tell it, Pastor.
But we ask not believing.
Tell it. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, because a thing to do. Yes, yeah, because you think that they all I have to do is say it. About like the people who call. And the one that had the demons cast out, the poison cast out. And they back upon Jews, decided that they would do that too. And they try to cast the demon out. And the demon spoke back to him. And Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you?
Who are you?
Amen.
Who are you?
You need to know who you are and whose you are.
Yes, Lord.
Know who you are and know whose you are.
Amen.
Okay. That is, know yourself and know who you belong to.
Amen. That's right.
And stop asking all these different things people call you. And all these different things you hear somebody say about you. Don't worry about what people say about you.
Well,
they talked about Jesus.
Amen. She did.
Yes, she did.
And if talked about Jesus, they should be going to talk about you.
Amen.
Yeah.
And just as Jesus handled it, you is supposed to handle it.
Yes.
Amen.
Remember, it ain't never gonna happen unless God says so.
Amen.
If God says so, it's not gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he can and he will.
Amen. Amen.
Our invitation will extend it. Anybody need Jesus to handle your situation? Anybody don't have Jesus in your life? Now is your time.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you, God.
And by that time, thing.
Don't know like I know what he done for me. Don't know like I know what he done for me. Don't know like I know what he done for me. Oh, you don't know like I know. You don't know what he done for me. You don't know like I know what he done for me. Pick me up and turn me around. That's what he done,
For me.
Pick me up and turn me around. What he done, for, done me.
For me.
Pick me up and turn me around. That's what he done,
what
for,
he done
me.
For me.
Oh, you don't know like I know. You don't know what he done for me. You don't know like I know what he done for me. That's what he done. That's what he done. That's what he done. That's what he done. Pick me up. That's what he done. Turn me around. That's what he done. Place my feet. What he done on solid ground. What he done. Can I get a witness? That's what he
Amen.
Done. Can I get a witness?
Yes, Lord.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
What he done. That's what he done. He picked me up. That's what he done. He turned me around. That's what he done. He placed my feet on higher ground.
Amen.
Oh, you don't know like I know what he done for me. You don't know like I know what he done for me. You don't know like I know what he done for me. Oh, you don't know like I know. You don't know what he done for me. You don't know like I know what he done for me.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't know like I know.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
I made it down to the song you sang back there. Said, you can't tell it, let me tell it.
Yeah.
And the reason you can't tell it is because you don't know like I know.
Amen.
You don't know my story.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
In behalf of the pastors, committee for the pastors' anniversary, we want to thank everybody for all you did, recognizing Pastor Burnett on his 44th year anniversary on last weekend. Thank you for all the things you've done and your prayers, and God really bless us. We had a great time, and we ask you to continue to pray for him and his family and the church as we grow together in the Lord. Again, thank you for everything and for everything everyone done.
Amen.
Again, I say thank you to all of you for the gifts that you gave me and my family. They are blessings to me, and you don't know like I know.
Amen.
Amen.
Right on time. Jesus can and Jesus will.
Amen.
But touching your heart to give and respond to the request of the committee.
Good.
Man.
Happy for you.
Pastor. You deserve it, Pastor, and more.
God bless Amen. You. We'll continue to bless you.
Yes.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
After him, they do keep them presented spotless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God through communion of the Holy Spirit bless the blue and the Bible and man and forth. Thank you, Lord. May everybody say amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all take